I was just talking to a friend about how we don't say, we don't tell people, we don't honour and acknowledge good parenting. And it's probably one of the most important jobs in the world. And we often hear the phrase, "Oh, there's no manual for raising children," and you don't get told, do you, how to raise children. I guess there's more stuff now, and there's more information on raising children, but there's such a plethora of theories about why people turn out the way they do, and things like that. And there's no real guide. And I was reading somebody yesterday, oh, Steve Chandler, in his book Fearless, and he said that he hears people, worrying about how they will turn out, and he said, "My children aren't muffins in an oven. I'm not worried about how they will turn out. Though I don't need to keep looking in the oven and checking. Are they turning out as good muffins? They're people. They're independent people, and they will be who they are." And I really loved that. And then tied in with this conversation I've had this morning, where I've acknowledged someone for their parenting. It made me realise that we don't do that, and not that we should, but sometimes it's nice to get acknowledged when you're doing something that you think is just what you do. It's nice to know that that is not necessarily just the norm. A friend of mine last night was in a bit of crisis, and one of her own stated issues is that she wants to try and keep everybody happy. Basically, she's a people pleaser. And at the end of the conversation, she acknowledged that no, and nobody thanks her for that. Because they don't. They nobody appreciates that she's trying to hold everything together. Everybody just thinks, but she's not. That's what we notice. So it sort of ties in with that loosely. And I'm out of booze. I'm not going to pontificate further. I'll leave that with you.